So in honor of National Fast Food Day today, I decided to go out and imbibe in one of my favorite guilty pleasures, an old-fashioned milkshake.
Yeah, can I get a small cookies and cream milkshake?
Would you like whipped cream and cherry on that?
That'd be great, yeah.
All right, anything else?
That's going to do it.
All right, it'll be 305 at the window for you.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Sounds good, right? Really good and really fast. And you know what? While I was thinking about something cool to do for National Fast Food Day, I actually stumbled across an interesting story about milkshakes, entrepreneurship, and ingenuity.
You see, your customer comes in here, and he knows if he orders a shake from your establishment, well, he's in for a terrific wait. He's done it before, and he thinks to himself, well, by golly, I'm not going to make that mistake again.
No, not that story. That's Michael Keaton as Ray Kroc from the film The Founder, courtesy of Film Nation Entertainment. Certainly the capstone tale of what can happen when American ingenuity meets ambition. But while this story does involve milkshakes, the one I stumbled across has an Athens connection.
Well, even franchisees are entrepreneurs, you know.
That's Shane Todd of Chick-fil-A. Now, I realize we all have our go-to place for milkshakes, but believe it or not, one of the most popular in the U.S. might have never even happened if not for the entrepreneurial passion of one local franchisee.
There's a couple things going on in Chick-fil-A in 04, and one was Chick-fil-A's corporate emphasis on really serving the customer. Well, at the same time, customers were coming to the front counter saying, God, do y'all have a milkshake? Well, no, man, we have an ice cream cone. We have an ice cream cup. We don't have a milkshake. And those two things just sort of merged in my soul, you know. Hey, let's do something for the customer extra. But also, customers really, there's an opportunity here to sell a new product. So we just took the ice cream and the milk that we had and the chocolate syrup that we already squirted on an ice cream cup, if you wanted, just blended it together for a chocolate milkshake. And I ended up doing a little more than that, getting some maybe a little bit better milkshake mix to go with it. Bought some whipped cream, bought a cherry, and just put it on top. And it was just from the beginning, customers were, man, that's awesome.
So, okay, simple enough. Customers want a milkshake. You have the ingredients. Why not just make one? But this isn't Bob's Drive-In. This is a company with a national brand. How do you navigate around the rules of a controlled franchise?
And it is a brand. It's a brand image. And what you have in Georgia, you need to have in Idaho, right? Also, Chick-fil-A's franchise model is a little different. You know, I don't operate 40 franchises. At the time, I had one franchise. So a Chick-fil-A franchisee often feels more like a small town restaurant operator. So although we don't have leeway to go create menu items, in 2004, there was a little bit of an environment to do so.
Now, I know what you're thinking. How the heck does a 52-year-old, over-the-hill milkshake machine salesman build a fast food empire with 1,600 restaurants in 50 states, 5 foreign countries, with an annual revenue of in the neighborhood of $700 million? One word, persistence.
It definitely took some persistence because it was met initially with some skepticism from Chick-fil-A Inc. There was a real concern about speed, of course, because if you order 4 strawberry milkshakes right now, we start making them right then. And, you know, you want them to be ready when you get to the drive-thru window. But it was such a good idea, and the milkshake was so tasty. It's kind of like just lighting a little spark that it just sort of took off. And yeah, I had one or two people at the corporate office that I was able to say, hey, man, I just got to tell you what I'm doing. I didn't tell 100 people, just one or two. And so kind of started it small like that and got a few advocates on my side at the corporate office and then got a call from the very top of Chick-fil-A, maybe right under the Cathy's, and came out and visited me. And actually, it was really more the process that we were able to do at Beachwood. Hey, man, let us show you how you can really blend these fast, make them fast. So that was a real critical time. The number one guy in Chick-fil-A, the head of all of operations, when he was like, man, we can do this, that was a real turning point.
We have plenty to be proud of here in the Classic City, but the next time someone asks you where you're from, tell them Athens, Georgia, birthplace of the Chick-fil-A milkshake. For WUGA, I'm Chris Shoup.